Magical Mara Designs is proud to sponsor this episode of the WDW Review podcast. If you're looking for custom, comfortable Mickey and Minnie ears, check out our designs or send us a message at magicalmaradesigns.com.
Hello, welcome to the WDW Review. I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by Stacy Nyman and Michael Black. How are you guys?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Doing well.
Good.
Good.
Doing well, thank you. We were just talking with Michael about some of the differences between Florida and Illinois and getting a good laugh. And sometimes, depending on the season, we are completely jealous of you. And sometimes we look back and we say to ourselves, yeah, we're okay here too, you know?
So, yep. Exactly.
It's all cyclical during the time of the year, right?
It really is. Yep.
So, before we start, this show can go one of two ways. This could be one of the top 10 of all time or one of the bottom 10 of all time, but we'll figure it out when everything is over. That's pretty much representative of what our ideas are. Make us feel better, though, about ourselves. Michael, Stacy, share. What's good in your life?
I can go first. We just got back from, it's called a Fourth Wall, where you get to go onto sets that they kind of put together from TV shows. And we just got to go to Monica's apartment and the basement from That 70s Show today, which was pretty cool. We're huge Friends people. So, I mean, we watched it for years. We watched it as we went to sleep. So we have every season, and before streaming came along, we would have the DVD. You know, you pop the DVD in and you fall asleep, and then you hear the theme song over and over again in your sleep because it has gone to the menu. That was us for years. We've since moved on to The Office, but we occasionally go back to Friends. But this was amazing. We got to go into Monica's apartment. The video, shameless plug, will be on Theme Park Brothers. It should have already been on there. If you haven't watched it, shame on you. You should have those notifications and should be subscribed, but I digress.
We worked right past Shameless and just... All right.
We're good. Exactly. We got kind of emotional. It's weird to walk into a set of a show that you've watched because, you know, you see some things that are... It's all extremely familiar, but at the same time, it's a set. So it looks different when you're there in person than what you think it's going to. It was much smaller, than I imagined it would be. Mm-hmm. I imagined it being bigger. Something as small as the TV, I swear on when I'm watching the show, I swear this thing was like a 32, 34 inch. This thing was little. So there was some perspective there, and obviously they got it right. You know, they researched and figured everything out. And when I went back and watched the video, because I made the video as soon as we got home, and I watched the video, I was like, that's how I remember it. But that's not what I just saw. Isn't that strange? Yeah. So when I saw it on my own video, I was like, yeah, that's it. But when I was there, I was like, well, that's different. And that's a little bit different. So we had a good time. That was a good deal.
Have you ever been on a live TV or movie set where they were filming, actually?
Just the ones at Disney.
Okay.
You know, where they do the stuff at Disney and you can take part, but never in a studio, no.
Stacy, you're nodding.
I've been, get this, to the Jenny Jones Show in Chicago.
Oh, wow.
Remember Jenny Jones? And it was the worst topic ever. It was like, my child can't stop eating. So it was so sad. Like,
and here I was hoping
it was going to be like paternity tests or something crazy, but it was so sad because they brought these kids out on the stage. Aww. And they like totally make you try to like make the audience react and stuff. And I'm like, this is just too sad.
Oh man, so Stacy, you've got us all looking terrible right now. You said it's the worst. We're all laughing at these poor kids. All right, no,
Check the video. Yeah. I did not laugh.
There we go. I've actually been on two sets, the Bozo Show as a contestant, and then I remember it must have been freshman year, sophomore year of high school. I was invited to go to the set of the movie Only the Lonely. Do you remember the movie at all, by any chance?
No.
I recognize the title, but...
It starred, and I think that's the title. I'm hoping I didn't get it wrong. It's John Candy and Ally Sheedy, and John Candy's mother is this overbearing character, and like they work in a funeral home. So I remember the set being normal size, and I met John Candy, and I shook his hand. And I don't know if it was because I was always a John Candy fan. He was like the biggest human being I've ever seen in my life. Height, weight, everything. Like, it was larger than life to have him come down and like shake your hand. It was like he has a catcher's mitt for a hand as he's shaking your hand.
Wow.
And I remember the moment that like I met him, and he was so genuine. Like, hey, it's really good to... It was like, whoa. So they probably got that right, though. If you met the cast, Michael, you'd be surprised at their real life like height. Like, they'd probably be shorter and smaller. You'd be like, oh my gosh, I thought he was much taller. I thought Ross was taller than that in real life. It's not. He'd be shorter than you. So, cool.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, that's fun. I did not know you were on the Bozo Show. Do we have video of this?
I have pictures. I can prove it, though.
Oh, I believe you. I just wanted video. I used to watch the Bozo Show all the time.
Video.
The grand prize game.
8 camera, Michael, at that point. Back.
Contestant were you? What show or what game did you play?
Oh, man. It was a game. It wasn't the grand prize game. You had to blow up balloons. They had a table with a bunch of, like, metal cups or, like, tin cups. And you had to blow up the balloon in the cup, inflate the cup, and bring it to the next table and put it down and run back and get it and whatnot. So I don't believe I won. So I would have remembered that. But this was back when I was in 5th grade or 6th grade. It was...
Oh, how cute. Yeah,
that's really cool.
I remember the experience, though. So that was pretty awesome.
That's going to be a trivia question down the road. So listeners, store that. Store that in your head. It will be a trivia question.
Stacy, give us something good. What you got going on?
Yeah, the only other thing I want to say, too, is I also got to visit the Real World house in Chicago.
What?
And this was, I know, it was amazing. It was after they had filmed, so it was before it had even aired, so we didn't know any of the cast members or anything. But we purchased a table from the house. You can go in and buy props and stuff. And we still have it. And then, to our horror, we saw that the table was in the spa room, and there are people sitting on the table all the time with bathing suits and things like that. So thankfully we had disinfected it when we got it home, but we were horrified by the fact that it was used in that kind of a room where there were lots of people wearing bathing suits. So that's my other claim to fame.
Wow.
And Sophie bust her head on it too. So that's another fun fact about a Real World table. Go ahead.
I just want to say right now, JJP, I know you're listening. Stop. Don't even bother texting it. Just hit delete on that Facebook post. Just hit delete right now, JJP. I'm telling you right now.
As I'm talking, I'm going to myself in my head. Stop talking. Stop. Don't give any more details.
Jamie, don't do it. Hit delete right now. Let's just leave it like that. Okay.
I just couldn't stop talking. I'll give more details in private if anybody wants to know. But my good in my life is the fact, I think I talked about this before, but I've been so anxious about going back to work. It's just change. And I've been back a few days a week for a couple weeks now, and it's been fine. I've been productive, and it's nice to see my coworkers, and it's nice to just kind of get a different change of scenery. So just pleasantly surprised by the fact that change isn't always terrible like I think it's going to be.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm
sometimes kind of, you have to pivot.
There you go.
Right?
You do.
I'm kind of chuckling because I'm listening to your story as I hear my dogs barking above, and I don't know if you can hear it. So for anybody who's listening, we don't have a studio here. We have a house that has lots of basset hounds, so they kind of dominate at certain points in the day, and that's my old buddy Bill right now making sure that no one's breaking in. So so I'll get to my good really quickly. Then like I said, this is a different show today. My mom's health since this COVID-19 has gone from moments of stress, anxiety, to moments of like victory, and it's a careful balance. But my brothers and I all live close to my mom, and since my dad passed away, she's kind of struggled to find her footing in many different areas. But actually recently we think she's turned a corner and she's done much better. And there are days that are good. If you have a parent that you kind of help with, everyone realizes this. There are days that are being really good and there are days that aren't so good. And we think my mom's turned a corner. And honestly, that's what's good in my life right now. So
that's awesome.
We'll take
that's very good.
All right. So you're ready to inject a little stress into each other's lives here? Is that a vague enough topic? So let's do this. Here's what we got prepared for you guys. So I engaged in a discussion with Michael the other day about like the stressful situations in our lives. And when we go on vacation, we're at the Disney parks and I realized there's a show here. And so we decided to have a draft. And you know, we have the transportation draft, we'll have the attraction draft, the resort draft. We're going to have the vacation / Walt Disney World / Disneyland stressor draft. So by that, we're going to pose three different scenarios. And this could be as simple as like you're waiting in the standby line and it advertises 45 minutes and you're 80 minutes in line. Or it could be something far more stressful than that. We're going to draft stressful situations that occur on vacation. And I actually defined it as saying from the moment you like take off to the moment you depart from vacation. So it can occur anywhere along the line. And we're going to get a person to come on and judge. And we're going to pose our three stressful situations. And they have to decide which is most stressful. I'm already stressful just talking about it. My stomach has anxiety here. So we're going to make this a fun, in quotes, stressful show. You guys up for the challenge to do this?
Absolutely.
So let's put some ground rules in here. So we're going to try and make this as enjoyable a listen as possible. So by that, I'm saying we're not going to say things like you went on vacation, your spouse suffered a major medical incident. You know, that's not stressful. That's life altering. That didn't happen. So yes. We are not doing that. But you have free reign to make this as stressful as you want. And the judge will decide, okay, which would put me in the most stressful situation. But we're going to use good taste, obviously. And if you think back to the history of Walt Disney World for the last 5 or 6 years, there have been stuff that have come out that it supersedes stressful. It becomes, like I said, like just life-altering and in bad taste. So obviously, we're not going to do that. So,
all right. Nope. Hold on. Got to mark some stuff off my list.
Yeah, exactly. So
Michael has zero ideas now.
Yeah, exactly. In jest, I texted these guys earlier today. So, is losing an arm, is that considered stressful? So, of course, Stacy said yes, if it's your dominant arm. But, yeah, we're going to leave that one off the list for right now. So, who'd like to go first? Who wants to go? Michael, how many do you have? Stacy, how many do you have on your list, guys?
I have 11, but I have a feeling that some of mine are going to be doubles for you all.
Okay, Michael?
In full disclosure here, a lot of the stressors come from being far away from home. And considering I'm not far away from home, that takes a lot of them out of my mind. Gotcha. So I only have like 5 written down because there's 5 like core things that I stress about. Other than that, so I've got 5 written down, but I'm not saying that I can't tag along on somebody else's, but I don't know.
Okay. So I have 15, but they're not necessarily stresses that I've suffered. These are just ones that would be considered great stresses on vacation to a person. Okay. So they weren't all ones that particularly happened to me. So I still have both arms. I'm good, you know, at this Same. Point. So Stacey, you got both arms too. All right. Do you want to go first, Stace? Ladies first, pose a stressful scenario for our judge. And All right.
I have a feeling that this one's going to be the same for both of you, so I'm going to be selfish and take it real fast.
Okay.
Lost child situation. Your child walks away. Super stressful. It's happened to us at least once. The time that I can think about was with Ethan, and it was the scariest 15 minutes of my life. So,
wow, that's a long 15 minutes. That's a long time.
It was actually the second time he was lost, but once was here in Chicago, once was at Disney. Very stressful.
Stacy, the park is very crowded. You turn around as you fight your way up Main Street and you locate your entire family except your youngest child. Yeah. You know what? That may be the coup de grace of all, because when you can't find your kid and you're trying to describe it and there's people in every direction, oh my gosh, the world stops. So whatever we pose against that one, that's a tough one to try and, you know, that's about as stressful as
it gets. You know what's really cool about this show, though? The really cool thing is, I'm thinking about this, is the fact that every stressor that we put out there, we might be able to find a solution so that somebody else won't have to deal with this. So, like, after, you know, these things happened to us with Ethan, like, there's a lot of things that went through our minds. How could we have fixed this for the future and implemented these things? And he was smart, and he did a lot of things that helped the situation along, too. So maybe we can elaborate on that when we have the judging or something. But this might save somebody. So,
Michael, actually, yeah. Stacy, now they require their kids to actually use school bells. And whenever they walk every 50 feet, they shake a school bell now. It's a little annoying, but have you lost anybody since?
One kid has a school bell, one kid has a whistle, one kid has, you know, we have different things. Going, woo,
it's
woo,
the Partridge family. It's the freaking Partridge family. All right. Michael, stressful situation. Pose it.
To put up against lost child?
Oh.
Good Lord. I'm going to go with wait times. I stress about wait times.
Okay.
I really don't. But I'm going to put that up against lost child.
No. You get to pose whatever you want. But this is just a draft. So you get to match them up however you want. So
Worry about like putting up against anything yet. We'll do that.
So then I need to draft my best one first then.
Yes.
Okay. Then I completely changed my answer. This is my first draft show, I believe. I don't know.
It's okay.
The number one thing that we stress about is weather. That's the number one thing. Even living local, the weather changes so quickly. And then depending on what happens with the weather, do you need sunscreen? Usually you do. But, you know, are you going to need a poncho? Are you going to need an umbrella? How are you going to manage this day? And sometimes it depends, or it's whether we even go at all. So weather is a huge factor. And then I can say that I keep looking at the sky and I'll check my app and be like, we got to get out of Dodge here. We got to get out of here because I am not going to be stranded. Yeah, it's like I become a amateur meteorologist at the parks all of a sudden. But weather is my number one anxiety and issue, stressor.
The weather, the pressure's dropping, people. You got to move. Yeah, I can imagine.
We got greenage. There's greenage.
All right. You got the weather. And that was on it. Did you have that in your list as well, Stacy?
I did. No. Nope.
Okay. So how important is your cell phone in your guys' lives?
Oh, pretty important.
Pretty important. And you're on the ferry, so you're right above the Seven Seas Lagoon, and you're getting that perfect picture.
Stop.
And your cell phone at the bottom of the Seven Seas Lagoon on day one of your 7-day trip.
God, you're going to make me uncomfortable.
It makes my arms tingle just thinking about this.
You lost your cell phone at the bottom of the Seven Seas Lagoon. So that's my number one.
Stacy, we are toast because he's going to bring these like horrible situations out that we block out of our minds. We're toast.
And so here's my tip for the draft show. So you see how he's like painting the picture already? We got to take what we have and we got to paint these pictures and like this, like mental, we got to write stories over these things, because otherwise he's gonna win.
I never win, Stacy. I never win. Have you not listened?
You really don't. He doesn't win.
People are resigned. Absolutely. But it shows you, like, 5 years ago, you wouldn't have worried at all. You've been like, oh, man, that's really frustrating. But now, with every picture you have and, like, your text communication to oh, my gosh, it's like everything. If you even leave it at home for a work day, it's like you feel completely out of sorts even in that work day, right? It's crazy.
Well, I know that, like, Scott dropped his really expensive water bottle into the little river area that was over by Adventureland. And that was, we still talk about that to this day. Remember the time when Dad dropped his water bottle in there? And I know that was like even stressful. I couldn't even imagine your son.
No, I get a little angry. Like if I see Christina or Jordan or whatever with their hand over the railing, I'm like, dude, if you drop that phone, give it a chance to just fall right you know, beside you. Don't hang it over the, they were doing it on cruise ship. Yeah. They're at the cruise ship, like going over, taking, No.
Give me another try, Michael.
No.
What happened? No, not you. Then. All right, Stacey, you're up.
Okay, so this is coming from the person who had, I always get this wrong, I think it was 11 inches removed from my colon a few years ago, gastrointestinal distress, well, in the middle of a really long line.
Oh,
that's a stressful situation. Thankfully, it has not happened to me at Disney World, but I can imagine it's happened to me in Target before. I'm not going to go into details here, everybody, but I couldn't even imagine if I was like in a hot line, nowhere to go. What do? Stressful. I'm telling you, being stressed is going to make it worse.
Stacey, let me read you my scenario, because I wrote one up for that, and I got so flowery here. The gas station sushi doesn't sit well in your belly, and now you have terrible traveler's diarrhea, and you have 3 days of parks planned in consecutive fashion. Oh my gosh. And I was thinking for the ladies, like for the guys, we're animals, right? We go to the bathroom, we're like, oh, I need a bathroom. You run into the first stall. But for the girls, I've seen that line, it's like 30 ladies long.
Yes.
There's no easy, you got to just run into the men's room and be like, I got to go, you know?
It's horrible. Yes. Yeah.
All right. So I have to cross that one off. That was one of my secret ones, but I guess I should have known better. I should have known. Yeah. Michael, you're up, buddy.
She's going to take that one all the time.
My number two, the other thing we really worry about is, gosh, I'm not going to get any points, but it's fine. Hopefully maybe we get a local to do the judging and then maybe I have a chance.
If you say Buzz Beer and like 60%, that's it. I am done. I'm just telling you right now. Okay.
Traffic. I worry about traffic. And I worry not so much about traffic getting there. I worry the entire time we're there, when's the best time to leave so that I don't get stuck in traffic on the way home. And I'm not talking this. I'm being very specific. I'm talking traffic in my car from the time I leave the parking lot to getting home. I'm going to be that specific so that there's other stressors too that have to do with traffic, but that's mine from the time we leave the parking lot to when we get home, that traffic, because I-4 can be a bear. And depending on what time you leave, sometimes you're better. I'll just tell a quick story. But if you find yourself as a Florida resident and you find us where we live, if you find yourself at the park past 4 o'clock, you might as well stay till 9. You're done. Don't try to go out there and battle I-4 going west to where you need to go, which is where our house is. Don't even bother, because at 429 and at the celebration exit, which comes off, that's where you're getting on from Walt Disney World. It's just a cluster. You're not, I mean, you're sitting there forever. You might as well enjoy your time in the park.
Gotcha. Okay. So. Okay.
Traffic.
Stacey, this is not going to resonate with you, but this will resonate with a lot of people. So, especially if your family were flyers, you got your kids on the airplane, you got 4 kids, you're worried about them just behaving themselves on the airplane, first enough, right? And you're like, everybody, bring your bag, bring your stuff, let's make sure we're all entertained. And it comes time for the plane to land and everyone disembarks the plane, okay? And you all make this nice orderly path off the plane, you're on the monorail at the airport, you're on the Magical Express, and you're enjoying your vacation, and you left your carry-on on the airplane, and your carry-on had the credit cards, your wallet, your keys, iPad. It had everything, and now it's on the airplane still.
Man, 2 technology ones right off the bat.
Right? Because the adult carry-on, that has everything, right? That'd be stressful. Yeah. I'd be like, oh my gosh, where do I go to get this customer?
It would be even worse, too, because you know all those kids are going to be back-talking, saying, you told us 75 times, make sure we have everything, right, and now you're the one who lost
That's
it.
Exactly,
and then you're
right.
Yes.
Why did I bring you on vacation, kids? Exactly. Very good. All right, Stace, you're up.
All right, so mine is, you are done after a long day of park going and you are taking the bus back to your resort and you have a child in the stroller who is dead asleep. And you get to the bus stop, and it is packed. You are going to make this bus, but you're not going to have a space on the bus. So you're going to have to hold this heavy child for the entire bus ride. And I'm gonna make a little bit of a qualifier here. The child would be too young to be able to stand during this time. So maybe like 4 and under, because if you wake a 4-year-old from a dead sleep, you're not going to get away with not having a temper tantrum if you put that child down. So 6 and up, they should be able to wake up and understand what's going on and stand there and hold on to you. But you get to that like 5 and under, 4 and under stage, you're holding that, you know, 50-pound child in your arms on a packed bus all the way back to your resort.
Unless they were on the Jenny Jones show, and then it may have been a little heavier.
Oh my goodness, that is true. Then we might need to have our own.
You laughed, you terrible human being. I'm just making it out there. You laughed. Okay, Stacy, has that happened to you?
Yes.
It's happened to me too.
But you know what? It's almost always somebody has given me their seat. So that's been, you know, people, they're mostly good people in this world.
Yeah.
The only time that didn't happen was when I was pregnant with Britta, and Griffin would have had to have been 6.
Oh, no.
And like, he was holding on to me, and I was pregnant, and Scott was next to me with this giant stroller and everything. That was the only time I was like, humanity, you stink, all of you. But 9 times out of 10, people are great, and they've always given up their seats. Gotcha. So, yeah.
Michael, stress us out. Go ahead.
That gives me a great segue into my next draft pick, which is people. Other guests.
Stop right there. Just stop right there.
Just people.
Gotcha.
Yep. Their behaviors and having to deal with said behaviors. Just a few examples would be if you've stood and waited for a parade for an hour and a half and someone decides to cut in front of you because they deserve that spot, even though they just walked into the park. That's just one behavior. I can't imagine what we're going to be talking about when it comes to stresses with people when we go back into the parks post pandemic.
Gotcha.
Here. Right. So I just, that's my pick. I think it's the best one I've got. People. Well,
that does encompass quite a bit, Michael. That you could kind of mold that one as you need to later on.
That's almost a safe answer right there.
Right? All right. It's going to be hard to beat people, but this one's
don't beat people.
Yeah.
We do not encourage beating people, everybody.
Maybe. But anyways, so this one actually happened to me. So this is more kind of fun as it is stressful. You wait in line with your kids because they want either ice cream or popcorn, right? In this situation, it was the glow-in-the-dark Christmas tree popcorn bucket. And what? Beatrice so wanted that for $26. I know. We got it. It was 20 minutes in line. Dad, can I hold the popcorn bucket? Don't drop it, Beatrice. 3 minutes into holding the popcorn bucket, she drops the popcorn bucket and lost all the popcorn and damaged the bucket. So as a parent, you must shrug that off. But in reality, the immediate sense of like Asgardian anger that furies up in your body right there. Oh my gosh. If you could endure that as a parent, you deserve an award for that moment in time. I'm just going to tell
you. It's like a Homer Simpson moment.
100%. And you know the words come out. Be careful. Don't drop the bucket. Don't spill the popcorn.
Yep.
What did I just tell you?
Oh, my God. So, anyways, that's a stressful occasion. So, and yes, Disneyland, under the train tracks, on the way back to the gadget coaster and whatnot. Yes, it actually did happen. Okay.
All right. So my next, is it my turn? Yes. I think it is. My next one is wet clothes in air conditioning. So either you have been out in a storm and you had to get inside someplace, or you've been on a water ride, but then you have a nice ADR that you've been looking forward to that you booked 108 days ago, that this is going to be the best day ever. We're so excited for this. And you sit down and you're freezing cold because you don't have anything because it's, you know, 100 degrees in Florida in July, but you're soaking wet in air conditioning now. So something like that, or even being not expecting a temperature to drop in, you know, February or March or something, and you're just so cold trying to enjoy Florida, but it's so cold. So that's mine.
On a casual note, have you ever seen the Seinfeld episode about shrinkage? Never mind. Next story. Michael, you're up next, Michael. Just going there.
Okay. I'm going to paint the picture. The fireworks have just ended at the end of the night. Okay? They're done. Everybody in the park is pushing their way out. There's this huge sea of people trying to get out of the park at Magic Kingdom. And since Magic Kingdom has no other way except for either a ferry boat or a monorail to get you back to your vehicle. Don't get me started on that. If they would just complete a path around the Grand Floridian, you could actually just walk back to your car, which would be very peaceful at the end of the night, okay? But you have to jam yourself either in a ferry boat or a monorail. So that's my next draft pick. It is getting from the hub watching fireworks at Magic Kingdom back to your vehicle.
Gotcha. That is a stressor.
Yeah, I worry about it the whole time. And then you're thinking, should I leave a little early? Yeah, do I want to see the whole thing? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's the same thing at, like, local fireworks. If you notice, like, those people who always start their car and turn their lights on when it's not even the finale yet, and they're all pulling out and the exhaust is going in your face. Yeah. You think about bailing out sometimes, but you're like, no, I'm not going to do it. And then we inevitably just end up staying. But there's always that fear when I go to leave, how hard is it going to be for me to get back to my car? And I've made some questionable decisions. I've walked over to the Contemporary to try to gain the system.
Yeah.
Try to either catch a bus from the Contemporary over to another resort to where I could take to the, you know, go to the Polynesian, and then I could just walk to my car at the Do not try to gain the Disney system. I'm going to tell you that right now, because Disney knows what they're doing and they're going to get you out of there the fastest way possible if you follow their rules. You go trying to mess with their rules, you're going to end up at Animal Kingdom Lodge waiting for a bus for like an hour and 15 minutes.
Why, I remember that one time you swam the entire Seven Seas Lagoon trying to beat the system, Michael. And that, how did that work out for you?
I was close. I was hanging on the monorail line trying to come across. Don't do that either.
Okay.
Okay.
You guys like popcorn?
We're on popcorn again.
Yes.
You guys like popcorn? Michael, you like popcorn?
Sometimes, yeah.
You know what? Who doesn't like popcorn? You're just there. It's the first day, right? You're on vacation. You're eating your popcorn.
Yeah.
And you crack your tooth.
Oh.
On the first day. And you split it in half. So now you've got a cracked tooth on day one of vacation. Where do you go? Can you enjoy the rest? It's pretty sore right now. What do you do?
That's awful.
It's not good.
I haven't had to worry about that in like 10 years, but
I now,
watch this. I can imagine. Like, we're going to all be at the dentist within the next week because we crack our tooth on something and it's all Chris's fault.
Well, I still do chomp on hard candy, and I know I shouldn't. The doctor says I shouldn't. But I still do it. I don't know why. But Stacey, you're up.
All right. My next one is car trouble. And this has happened to us once going to Walt Disney World, and then also there was another thing that was similar to car trouble, but just like sitting on a curb someplace because you can't go anywhere and you're at a gas station or you're at a car place and you're in the middle of Kentucky. So stressful. You're so close. You're on your way and you just can't go any further.
Tell me your story though. You had a story. I wanted to hear the specifics of this story for you.
So the first time was, when the kids were real little, and it was fixed pretty quickly, if I can recall. The second time was not car trouble, but it dealt with a car. My mom was here watching our cats, and she was borrowing our car while she was here to go and do whatever errand she had to do. And she calls us on our way to Disneyland, I think it was. Might have been Disney World. I don't remember. But saying she can't get her car to start. She can't get her car to start. So we had to go try to find some place that would ship an extra key that we had overnight to her. Turns out, after all this stuff happens, she just was using the wrong key the whole time. She didn't understand how her car worked. Like, we have, like, a fob type of a thing.
Oh, no.
And she was trying to use this, like, metal key that was on there. And then she's like, oh, I did have the right one after all. But it took about 4 hours out of our trip just to kind of, like, go try to find some place. We drove, you know, an hour and a half out of our way and did all this stuff. And then it was closed. And we had to go find another one. And then, you know, so... and it was like $89 or something, but she was fat. That was good. But it was for nothing.
Oh, wow.
So just like I guess that would probably be just kind of forks in the road that unexpected situations the way there.
Remind me someday when I talk about what life is good is I had car trouble, and I haven't talked about this for a while, when my van broke down on Christmas Day. In the middle of Indiana, getting to Walt Disney World. That was so...
Oh my gosh.
Christmas Day.
Oh,
ouch.
My gosh.
And that was on the way there?
Yes. It's just, I will save it for another time. So,
sounds good.
Hit us up with some stress.
Okay. This one's kind of related to a few of yours, but still different. None the same. You're at the parks, and it's getting later in the day, and you're... One, either you or your wife or your husband, in Stacy's case, or your kids' phone battery dies. And you have no way of communicating with each other. Now, a lot of times when you're at the parks, there's times where you need to split up and get things accomplished. Someone has to go to the bathroom. You're going to move on and go to on an attraction with the other kids, you know, or whatever the case may be. And that phone is critical in the communication to reconnect with the rest of your party. So it gets a little stressful if one of the person's battery is getting down to like 3%, 2%, and you're sitting, it's like 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock, and you're like trying to figure out where you can get one of those chargers or how you can figure this out. And we've tried to fix this by getting those little, you know, the battery packs and things like that. But we've even run through those because, as you can imagine, we take a lot of video and a lot of pictures, and then so the battery runs down. So that's a stressful situation to me, seeing that battery on the phone go down and down as the day progresses.
Gotcha. Well, Michael, I would say for you guys, you haven't faced that much recently, though, have you? Being this close, because your battery's always, I mean, your phone's always fresh. Or maybe I overstate the kids' level of paying attention to the phone charger.
No, I seriously, as much video as I get, I have to have at least 2 times charge taken with me. So that's kind of difficult because then you're carrying and I don't like to carry that much. So it is a lot of monitoring and being like, all right, well, I'm done. Either Christina has to pick up video at that point. Like when I get to like 20%, I'm like, I can't do it anymore. You're going to have to do it. And it's like, well, we're here to get the fireworks.
You're wearing the dad vest with all the pockets and components and like got cords coming out of every direction. Nice.
Exactly. I actually have had the cargo shorts with the cord coming all the way up to the phone while I'm taking video.
I have that too.
Absolutely.
Nice. I'm going to steal one from Stacy because I don't know of many more stressful situations than this. You're on vacation and either your husband or your kid starting to say they don't feel well. And it gets worse. And they're feeling worse and worse. And actually, in the first time you're thinking, okay, this isn't going to blow over by tomorrow, we may have to go to immediate care or a hospital situation. And you find when you're in immediate care or hospital that it's something like pneumonia or something worse than you imagined. Not like terrible worse, but enough that they won't be able to go to the parks for the next few days. And that might be all the time you have left or plan for budgeting. And your entire vacation is going to be spent in Florida at the Celebration Hospital, going back and forth.
I spent some time there.
So
it's a nice hospital, but...
I get you. It's just not what you plan on vacation, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I only say that because of Scott and his recent bout, and actually when Scott did the marathon, how stressful that must have been for you guys to deal with, Stace.
Super stressful, yes. But we've been to several hospitals in Florida. Several urgent cares in Florida.
Many Walt Disney World like repeat visitors say the same thing. Oh, yeah, I know where that urgent care is at, and I know where the nearest Walgreens and the nearest Walmart's at for medication. So
we've been to Arnold Palmer Children's Hospital a couple of times, and
it never ceases to be like the most awful time of that vacation because like your stomach is just so filled with anxiety right there.
Right. Well, and I think what that is, I think you tend to be a little bit more on alert when you're on vacation because obviously you're on vacation. You want to take things seriously because you're not home.
Yeah.
So I wonder what the statistics are with that, like ER visits just kind of being not that big of a deal because people overreact a little bit, but better to overreact than underreact, I think, in situations like
I was
that.
Just going to say that. When you're on vacation, you're going to tend to try and downplay these things because you're like, okay, we only got 3 days left. We got to go visit Epcot and the studios in Magic Kingdom. And that's exactly when you're going to be like, you know what, maybe we'll just get you some Gatorade. And before you realize it, I mean, you've gone from having a belly issue to being dehydrated, and you just start compounding your errors, and it turns out, like, completely awful for you at that point. So. Yeah. I know you're on vacation. There will be more vacations, but like, don't ruin this one and then the time afterwards as well, too.
Yes.
You've got to be in tune with that stuff. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. We had a situation once where Christina actually were flying down from Ohio, and we only flew down here once. That was the only time we've ever flown. Mm-hmm. And Christina got sick while we were on the plane. She started feeling bad, and she lost 2 days of our vacation. The first 2 days, me and Jordan had to go into the parks by ourselves for 2 days, and we felt absolutely horrible.
You feel terrible, don't you?
Yeah.
You abandoned her. Here you go. Stay in your room. We're going to go have fun. Like, oh.
But at the same time, she's like, you don't want to be in here. I mean, we were at Pop. So it's not like we were at like a place where she would have any privacy whatsoever. So we were kind of like, oh, it's good to leave you and let you relax and sleep and get over. And she did. And we ended up having a great, it was like a 7 day vacation. So
cool. Is it my turn here or is it Stacey's turn? I forgot. Am I after you, Michael? I think it's my turn, right?
Did you just do the,
you just went, didn't you?
One.
Oh yeah. See, I'm so excited. I'm ready to get my next one. So Stacey, how many more are we going to do? We had five. Michael, how many more do you have on your list, buddy? I want to be sure.
I can go two more rounds.
If you say people again, we're editing this show. I'm just saying.
People.
Again, people have upset me so much. Stacey, you're up next.
Okay, yeah, two is good for me, too. My next one is you are, again, in the middle of a line and or in the middle of a restaurant or in the middle of a show, and you hear your little ones start to whimper, and you know them, you know how they progress, and the whimper grows, and they're whispering, and they're hitting you, and it's getting a little bit more and a little bit more, and then the temper tantrum starts in the middle of someplace that you can't escape, and there's people all around you. Mm-hmm. So child temper tantrum at the worst possible moment. Show would be the worst, and that actually happened with Britta at Carousel of Progress. The last time we were there, she was like, something was in her shoe. There's something happening, and she just started wailing. What do you do? Like, you can't. And once they get to past a certain point, it's they're gone. So
I have that on my list, and I have it at when it happens early in the morning because the rest of the day is like that. So you're right.
Yeah.
Any kind of temper tantrum is just like. And you're trying to be considerate, and you're trying to be good for everyone else around you. Like, let's all enjoy vacation. Oh, I feel your pain. Right?
Actually, most people, like, when I see somebody with a kid who's having a temper tantrum in the middle of a show or something, like, my heart is out to them. Like, I understand. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
As that parent
who it's happening to, it's like your face cannot get any redder. You're starting to rage, and
your forehead, the vein is popping out of your forehead. So I get that. All right, Michael, go ahead, buddy.
Mine's kind of related. I thought you were going to take mine, and I was going to say I can only go one more round. But mine is kind of related, but I think is different enough. And it is kind of the same situation to where you're waiting in a long line, or you're, let's say you're waiting for Rivers of Light to start and you're in your position, or Fantasmic or whatever, and you've settled yourself in, and all of a sudden the child has to go to the restroom.
Stacy, this wild cat's walking behind
you. Yeah, there's a cat out there.
He's vicious.
But yes, the restroom break. And with a child, once they realize they have to go to the bathroom,
That's it.
Yeah. It's not going to wait. They're not, you know, and then you have the bartering with the spouse of which one's going to take it. And you start thinking back, do I have any chips to play here? What did I do?
I'll charge your phone.
And then the whole way to the bathroom, you're pulling the child and going, you should have told me about this earlier. I just asked if you had to go to the bathroom. Why didn't you go to the bathroom 5 minutes ago when we were at the bathroom? Now we're going to miss the whole show. Now we have to get through all these people. Yep, I know that.
Exactly. And with me, it's less missing the show than it is the looks of the people, especially like if you're in a line and you have to leave that line, you have to come back and go, excuse me, I was in line. I swear I was in line before, my party's up there, and everybody's like, no, everybody uses that. I'm not buying it. You should have gone to the bathroom before.
Gotcha.
You got in line. But yeah, that's awful. That stresses me out.
Michael, I'm going to parlay yours, because the most stressful situations I've had recently has been trying to convince my 8-year-old, who is generally a brave girl, to go on attractions that she doesn't like. Or she can't see. So maybe you would understand that.
No, yeah, I understand.
So we're in line for Space Mountain or the Matterhorn. And she can't quite decide. But you know you're trying to convince her. And you're doing your best sales pitch. And you're going from being like just like downright, you've got to go on this, to like bargaining. And it's just not working. And you're like, oh my gosh, I spent the entire time coming on vacation to show you this experience. And you're going to like this experience, dang it. And it's just not working. And like you can feel the meltdown happening in you because you want her to go on so badly, that stressful moment that you realize, okay, hang on. I haven't gotten good at this. My wife would come on the show and say, yes, Chris, you must learn this better. Like you want them to experience it so bad. And like they're not having none of it. That is a very stressful time trying to convince your kid to go on an attraction. So
And it is even more so like... I will say, on the ones that you know aren't bad. Like, and I know that I put my family through this with Haunted Mansion. You know, they're like, it's nothing. Go on Haunted Mansion. I'm like, nope, can't see it. Nope, don't know what goes on in there. And they're like, well, it's in a building. I'm like, so Space Mountain. Nope, not doing it, right?
So you feel my pain here. I get you.
Yeah, okay. I feel you. And that's why you need to take, though, you take Uncle Michael with you, because I remember at Busch Gardens, I had...
Uncle Mike was the best. I love Uncle Mike, absolutely.
And, you know, when they were riding, but that was when you were dealing with other car trouble.
Don't sneak my next pick, Michael. Don't you dare do that to me. So... But yes, we're going to say trying to convince your youngest to go on an attraction.
All right.
One more round here, Stace. Give us a good one.
All right. My last one is wardrobe malfunctions at the park.
Hang on. Like Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake wardrobe malfunctions?
Maybe, but I was more specifically thinking, if you wear flip-flops, if you've ever had a flip-flop break I've also had, we'll just go with the flip-flop breaking. So
that's an expensive replace right there.
Right. That's the thing. Like, it's not the end of the world. You can get around it, but it's annoying and it's stressful in the moment. And having to get to a store while you have a broken flip-flop or a broken shoe or whatever is... also a situation. So having to replace something because something necessary because a malfunction happened because of it. But if you want to talk, like maybe your pants button broke.
Hang on. This is the second time of the same show. JJP, just hit delete. Just stop. There we go. Very good. Michael, you're up. Go ahead.
All right. My last one. I know you think I'm going to say people. It is a person. But it's me. It's my reaction to things, okay? I can be my own worst enemy when we're at Disney and we're at the parks. And when Dad gets upset and irritated, all of a sudden, everything is frustrating. When I get a bee in my bonnet about something, about these said people that I've had before, or let's just say it's something, so a subconscious thing about me worrying about the traffic later that we've covered or anything else, all of a sudden, the smallest little things, I become a tyrant. And I regret it. If I could, like, what do you do? Just
you're
go out
of
like
human being, Michael. I'm just going to throw it out there right now. I'm just saying it. So
sometimes I can be, and I admit that. And that's why it's a stressor to me. Which is the Hulk going to come out when I'm on vacation?
Yes.
And that's a fear. And it's a fear for my own enjoyment. It's a fear for my family's enjoyment. And it's a fear for the enjoyment of the people in earshot.
Gotcha.
You know, because there are moments when I'm just downright a jerk and I have to be reeled in.
You're not that bad. We've been on vacation together, Michael. You're okay.
Hey, I always tell it like it is. And if I have something I need to work on, but sometimes, yeah, all these other anxieties and all these other things that I'm feeling when I'm in a crowded spot like that causes me to act a bit irrationally. It's just that should have been my number one, but I'm glad it made it to the end, saving me from myself.
We just got to buy Uncle Michael an extra beer or something on vacation. He'll be good.
Exactly.
You've done that too.
He'll call the dogs off. So, all right, here's my last one. And this has brought me stress on more than one occasion. So you're out there, you're planning a park day, and your phone rings and you look and it's your work. And work calls you with a problem that you alone can resolve, but you're going to need time and effort. So you've got to decide, do you want to fix the problem now on your vacation time and make your life easy now? Or if you fix it, you make your life easy later, but you take away your vacation time now. And only you alone can fix that problem at work. Because that's happened multiple times when you're at a theme park and you're like, this is exactly what I've gone on vacation to avoid. But you know you got to play it now or pay for it later. So you've got no choice. So in those few moments of deciding, like, you could not be more angry and more stressful in those few moments.
Yep.
So.
Happened,
So that's what I'm going with. If we've covered a lot. I've still got a few more goofy ones here. Can I mention a few goofy ones to you guys?
Yes. Sure.
I actually had one more that just popped into my head after your last one. So, yeah, hit some.
I've got one where the airline loses your luggage that holds your medication, so you've lost your medication. I've got one where you get into an accident with your rental car on vacation. Stacy, that was like the most stressful experience ever. Florida State Patrol took like 7 hours to respond. You get to your hotel and they tell you that your reservation's for next weekend. Because you rented a car. You didn't take the Magical Express to verify, so you booked everything independently. You didn't pay attention, and the pool is closed for a refurb, and you've got 3 kids staying at the resort. So you have no pool access in Florida. Like you said, Stacey, you get blisters on your feet on your first day of vacation because you wore your flip-flops. And so now you got to deal with blisters for 7 straight days. Or you've packed your clothes and toiletries together, and during the flight, the sunscreen exploded and got sunscreen all over everything in your bag. So now you've got laundry to do on vacation. See, I love creating stressful situations. It's my calling.
Pack everything in Ziploc bags.
Right?
Yeah, but you're DVC, Chris. We covered this. They're selling that laundry facility, right?
This is true. This is true. All right. So we've mentioned a few. We're going to have a judge come on, and we're going to battle our most stressful situations. But in the time that happens, though, brainstorm. Give us some of your most stressful situations we haven't mentioned, because and again, use good judgment when doing this, but you can see like vacations, it's like the best moments of your life and like the most vulnerable moments in your life, and they're like 2 minutes apart on vacation, and you never know what any day is going to bring. So, but just realize all those situations, like on that vacation where I had that accident, I remember that was actually a vacation. We went to the beach. We went to Ranjan. We went to Vero Beach. It was a great vacation. But that's like the memory that we have of that vacation. And it almost, in hindsight, it almost becomes like a fun memory to relive about how stressful that really was. So, again, you're creating memories. And it's not necessarily the goal, but you are creating memories on vacation. So.
Yeah, and that last one that I had just thought of was if, like you had talked about work. What if something happens at home with your house? You have someone house sitting or someone looking after your house, and a pipe breaks or something happens to where you're. If you were at home, you would immediately take care of it, but now you've got to go into like trying to figure out how to fix the situation and still have fun and not worry about it.
Property managing mode from a 1,400 miles away. Exactly.
Exactly. Yep.
Exactly. Stacey, you want got anything you want to mention on your list? Any honorable mentions?
No, I don't think so. I think that covered all the stuff I
had. Outstanding. All right. So I do have one request, and we should get to the point where we start doing this more often. We haven't had a review in a little bit of time. So if you could go and leave us a review, we sure would appreciate that. We've got a bunch of great reviews out there, and every time I read one, it is just about like the highlight of my day seeing that someone took the time to do that. So go to your podcast catcher of choice. If it's Stitcher, if it's Apple Podcasts, it could be Podomatic. It could be anywhere you pull podcasts from. They have a review section. Please leave us a review. It does help us. I know people make that comment, but the more reviews, the higher up we keep on going in the rankings, and the more people can listen to us. So we do appreciate that. So,
and I would also like to give a little shout out to the WDW Review Tube, if I could, real quick.
Yeah.
Some things that could really help us. What we're trying to do is we're getting very close. It'll take until September, because what we've been doing is putting the library of audio episodes on each day a new one is released at 10 a.m. And we've been doing that since for quite a while, since about March. We're down to, I think, episode 96 or so, and it'll just keep going down until we reach zero, which I think is September, mid-September. And then the entire library of Dubs episodes will be on there. We've also been keeping up and been trying to put the video format of the podcast on there. But what we really want to do is build the channel to the point where we have exclusive video content for you guys. I don't really just want it to be a place where you can listen to the podcast while watching. That's a good option, but I really want us to put some other great stuff on there. And what we need you to do is when a video comes up, if you could hit that thumbs up, even if you don't have a chance to watch it for 30 seconds and hit the thumbs up. I know it sounds like a lot, but honestly, it helps us tremendously. There's algorithms that YouTube uses, and it really helps us to get that thumbs up. And then subscribe and hit the notification bell. That way, anytime a new episode is released, then you can go see if it's something you want to watch, and you're able to make that decision. But it would really help us out. We appreciate it.
Well, what Michael didn't say is Stacey, Peter, Michael, myself, we've re-recorded many of these episodes using Shakespearean English. So if you want to hear us talk with our Shakespearean English, well, I'm not going to tell you which ones. Go back and find out. You'll have to listen to all of them. So.
And sometimes it's hidden in the middle of the episode. Chris and I might throw in a hallelujah choir also.
You have to go back and listen to every show. So
exactly. And there was an episode recently where there was a lot of footage from resorts that if you just listened to the podcast, you wouldn't have got to see the great sights of Saratoga Springs or Old Key West or French Quarter. You never know. You never know what's going to be on there. Even a supermarket sweep cameo could be on there. Yep. Never know.
All right. So if you would do that, we'd appreciate that. For my co-host today, first off, we'll give a shout out to Peter, who is working in Peter's work schedule. And for Michael and Stacy and for myself, thank you for listening. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Catch you on the flippity flop.